This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
See, Dana's in here trying to poop on my future vacation.
No, I'm not. But
like, literally?
We have been talking, Dan, about Helene. And I'm looking right now, by the way, at the long lines of traffic coming out of the Tampa Bay area. Listen to this from, is it Jim Cantore?
Yeah.
It cannot be understated the threat that Helene poses across the southeastern United States just based on current intensity projections. There doesn't appear to be any wiggle room on the downside either. This will be a historic storm for many, with flooding, wind damage. Pray that I'm wrong. I want to be. Be safe all. Protect your families and properties as best you can. And it shows what you were talking about, Dan. The eye just hitting right in the armpit. I hate to call it that, but that's what it is. Armpit of Florida.
Mm-hmm. And you do have the biggest city near that region is, of course, Tallahassee, the state capital of Florida. And it's a few miles inland. And, of course, they're expecting this to spin up and be powerful enough to push all the way up into Georgia, which is nearby, as still as a hurricane, and dump a lot of rain and then move up and then dump a lot of rain in the Appalachian area, which, you know, water will then flow downhill, cause flooding.
Did I hear correctly? They said 22 inches.
Well, she was showing me pictures from the resort road on the island of the island of Cancun, the strip, if you will, which is not really Cancun. I mean, it's America outside of America. And, you know, the streets are flooded and everything, but most of the resorts on the island are elevated and have been for years.
They're built up.
Yeah. And the one that I go to is definitely elevated, because you stayed there one time. Just getting up to the front door is like going up a 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way up.
And they built it that way so you can have good runoff when you do have the rain.
Right. So I'm not worried. I'm going to go have a good time. She's trying to poo-poo my vacation right now.
No, I'm not.
This storm just started a couple of days ago. It was a tropical depression, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not like there's a hurricane striking Cancun. That's a little bit different.
This says projected wind speeds of 130 to 150 miles an hour. I mean, we are going to see on the Weather Channel the guy bracing himself against the light pole with the people calmly walking behind him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be out on the beach in 130 mile per hour wind. No. That stings. Ask me how I know.
Stings the nostrils.
Oh, were you there, Dan? How do you know?
Well, then when I was
Sam, don't.
Intrepid reporter in my 20s, I'm like, I'm going to go stand on the beach and do a stand-up. And yeah, the
flew
sand.
Down
the,
like Dana playing pickleball.
The four words you never, ever say to Dan Weinbaum, Sam: how do you know?
Yeah, but I just wanted to see your reaction.
Mine?
It worked.
You're using me as a cudgel against him.
Story here from the New York Post. Talk about fast food. A new report has revealed just how many patties fly off the grill at McDonald's every day. The takeout did the McMath.
All right.
Thank you, New York Post.
Looking at reports that the fast food chain sold nearly 6.5 billion burgers in 2021. More specifically, they looked at the often cited statistic that about 75 hamburgers are sold per second at McDonald's worldwide.
How many per second?
75 hamburgers per second.
Oh, I would have guessed it was way more than that.
With 86,000 seconds in a day, that means McDonald's sells about 6.48 million burgers every single day. Okay. No wonder we're all fat.
Oh, we're not eating healthy.
Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton are related.
No. Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
CNN, Dolly Parton has learned her special connection with goddaughter Miley Cyrus is even deeper than originally thought. Genealogy and family tree tracking site Ancestry.com announcing this week that by using billions of historical records and public family trees, they've discovered that the two music powerhouses are actually seventh cousins once removed. Their common ancestor is a man named John Brickey, who was born in Virginia in 1740.
Okay, how far back are we going to go to try to figure out who's relatives with who?
Brickey is Parton's sixth great-grandfather and Cyrus's seventh great-grandfather.
Shocked emoji, did you hear there are eight new emoji coming to your smartphone? And there is a winner. There's like emoji awards every year, which I don't, how hard is it to come up with an emoji, but there are awards for that.
Been a true winner since the middle finger emoji came out. Let's
agree.
Be honest.
Which, by the way, is that still available?
Yeah, it is.
Three-time middle finger emojied me last night.
Why?
And it was hilarious.
Why did she do that?
Because the middle finger emoji is one of the funniest emojis you can send to somebody when you say something funny to them.
Was it deserved?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Listen to this. Finally, an emoji to represent us all is coming soon. An exhausted face with bags under its eyes. Look it up. It's hilarious. It's one of eight new emojis that will appear on smartphones and computers next year, which also include a root vegetable. That's going to be popular.
With the women.
A harp for the harpists.
Yeah, I don't think they thought the eggplant emoji was going to be popular, and they were wrong.
A leafless tree. A fingerprint, which looks nothing like a fingerprint, because when I saw the emoji, I could not identify it as such.
Okay.
A purple splatter, which is exactly what it sounds like. A shovel. And a flag for the remote island in the English Channel called...
Alligator Point?
Sark.
You want to tell us about Sark, Dan?
I'm going to have to look that up.
Oh my gosh, we stumped Dan with Sark. Look at the baggy-eyed, exhausted face guy. That's pretty
funny.
Yeah,
that's good.
It could also be, I can't believe you just said that face. It you can kind of tell the bags under the eyes are reddened, but it also looks like someone who's just annoyed.
Oh, it's part of the Channel Islands off the coast of Normandy. Yeah. Oh,
so.
It's a small one.
I hate to be the old man, but... some emojis need labels for what they're supposed to depict.
Okay, did you know the praying is not praying? It's supposed to be a high five.
Yeah, I don't buy that one.
No. The one that everyone is always like, prayers up, and it's this. It looks like two hands.
No, that is praying.
No, it's not. That is misconstrued.
She's right.
It's supposed to be high five. High five to you.
Well, no, I don't like that.
It's praying hands.
No, yes, it's not. It's exactly high five.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
Telling you, it's high five.
Or it's a thank you.
But there's some of those facial expressions that aren't quite clear.
Like the eggplant?
Well,
what's
this
radish
going
to be used
for? No, that one is supposed to be an eggplant. People made it into something else that it's not.
What did they make it out to be?
Well, if we're getting a beet and a root vegetable and a leafless tree, it's...
Doesn't it all be nice to have a penis?
All right, fine. Well, then I want an emoji. Women want one for us.
I'm not even going to bite on that apple.
Eight new emojis coming to your phone. I don't know why it takes
peachy.
A year.
Just leave it alone.
Okay.
It's the peach one, Dana.
Dan,
I am going to emoji all of you with my tired, exhausted face because this conversation has been exhausting.
Is this an
You're
amoeba?
The one who brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. I just told you that praying hands meant high five.
Who brought up the story about the seven new emojis that are coming out?
Nobody wasn't me.
I'm only telling you this because if someone dies, and you do the what you think is praying hands, that could be misconstrued as, oh, high five, as in, woo, glad they're dead.
Why am I putting emojis in the obituary?
You're right. You should probably never emoji somebody after someone dies.
Steer clear.
Like thumbs up, that would be awkward.
You know what is going to come in
tombstone
handy?
Tombstone emoji.
Depends on who it is.
Right. You know what? Which one's going to come in handy? The shovel.
For what, though?
Like, for an obituary.
Dig yourself out of this?
No, not for an obituary.
Like, just dig yourself your own grave.
That, or, you know, help me Saturday night.
All right. Open up. Wait a minute. Everyone right now. Do it right
now,
Dan.
Are you burying a body,
no,
Dan?
Open up your emojis and tell me what your top three are.
Always got to be prepared.
I don't ever use emojis.
Why?
Because they're dumb.
Because he writes checks.
Oh, come on. Okay, I'm pulling up Scott, and then I'm going to pull up my emojis. Here we go. Mine are, do you guys want to guess? Let me tell you right now.
I don't even know how to open it.
It's smiley face, the laughing one. It's the kiss one where you're blowing a heart. It's fire. Ooh, it's the bicep. The who, you know, like I am strong, right? Yes. It is a golf flag, and it is a purple heart. Because of K-State, I've been purple hearting a lot when I text my son.
So mine is recently used, not most used.
Okay.
And it's the sad eyes.
Why is yours sad?
Thinking face.
Why are you sad and thinking?
The thumbs up, the laughing, crying face, and the mind blown, which would also fall under most used.
I've got the thumbs up.
Okay.
Fingers crossed.
Oh.
A music, the music notes, sunglass face, and then the pile of chocolate ice cream.
There's a pile of chocolate ice cream?
Yeah, with the little eyes on it, and he's smiling.
Oh, I didn't even know that was... That's poop, Dan!
You're so nice. Funny. You're so funny.
You are in timeout. Out. Out.
So I was saying they need a description. On Twitter, they do have a description if you hover over it with your mouse. And the two hands that are together...
High five.
...is labeled as folded hands. What do you do when you're folding your hands?
You're praying to God.
That's right.
No, you're not. When I fold my hands, I'm cold.
I think it comes from this. Can you see this?
Yes.
In the Eastern world where you put your hands together in front of you,
I think
almost like a namaste.
Okay, I think you're overthinking it.
I think that's where it comes from.
The origins of folding hands.
Sam Stevie III, Dana Reiber.
Island of Sark.
The East Asians started folding hands around 1235 AD.
Actually goes back
as a sign of sending their beloved one to the netherworld.
I'm about to use that shovel emoji.
9135.
Was that a threat?
I took it as a threat. Sam Stevie III, Tanner Wright. I'm Scott here on KMBZ. Story here from the Daily Mail. It's out of Austin, Texas. The shocking moment a toddler was spotted taking several chugs of a beer in the stands of a recent Texas football game. Fans were left stunned at the behavior as the young child takes three substantial sips of a Michelob Ultra. It was recorded on video Saturday at the 100,000 capacity Darrell Royal Texas Memorial Stadium.
And there is no question that was a Michelob Ultra.
Clearly. Sitting to the toddler's right appears to be her older brother, who is chugging water, not a beer. Mom is seated directly to her left and is oblivious of the illegal activity that her young daughter is participating in, while those two rows back caught the child drinking the beer on video.
It's hilarious. The mom, it's not like the mom's a bad mom. The mom's just looking this way. The toddler reaches down, grabs for something to drink, and just throws it back.
It looks like mom is reaching down into like maybe her purse or something. And I would imagine told the daughter, here, hold this for just a second. I need to get something out of my purse or whatever it is. But, well, there's mom sitting back up and daughter's still chugging away.
The comments on Twitter are hilarious, and I'll just read one. Quote, it's Michelob Ultra, don't worry, that's mostly water anyway.
Burn. Sick burn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Story here. This is out of Kansas City. A judge has set dates for hearings to determine if two juveniles accused in the death of a Brookside restaurant owner will be charged as adults.
Good. And yes.
According to an official with the Jackson County courts, a judge has set dates for hearings to determine. One hearing is set for December 4th. The second hearing is set for December 18th. The two teens currently face charges of second-degree murder and attempted theft in family court after Sean Brady was shot and killed behind his restaurant on 63rd Street last month.
Now, keep in mind, the three juveniles who were charged in connection to the Chiefs parade shooting were not certified
as adults. Okay with that either. And speaking of teenagers, God, this is so sad. The Missouri Department of Transportation is mourning the loss of a longtime MoDOT employee after he was struck and killed while working just outside of Sedalia yesterday. MoDOT says senior maintenance worker Jay Bone, 60, was working at the site on Missouri Route O outside of Sedalia in Pettis County when he was struck and killed by a semi-truck being driven by an 18-year-old.
Didn't they just change the law not too long ago?
We talked about this because there is a truck driver shortage, and one of the possibilities was you lower the age or change the requirements or pay them more. Like, there were all kinds of different ways we could try to cobble it together to keep freight rolling along. But I don't know if you ask the general public, is 18 years old enough to drive a semi?
18 to get a CDL, 21 to get a CDL on an interstate commerce.
See, I am more comfortable with 21, and even then I think you can't rent a car until you're 25.
So here's the law, the way I read it. This is from the U.S. Truck Driver Training School. You can be 18 to get a CDL to drive a truck, semi-truck. You have to be 21 to cross state lines.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a dearth, if you will, of semi-truck drivers in the United States not too long ago. And I distinctly remember we had this conversation because they were lowering the age. I believe the age was 21, regardless of whether or not you were crossing state lines or not. And they were lowering it to 18 for just in-state travel, trucking, if you will, and 21 to drive from, you know, Missouri to Kansas or whatever. And I distinctly remember you had a problem with it back then even. I don't know that I have a problem with it as long as they're properly trained.
Great point from the text line. In that area, it could definitely be a farm truck.
Okay, when this said semi, Sam.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they use semis to harvest or to pull harvest, things like that.
Look at this Route O outside of Sedalia in Pettis County, and there's a map on the KOAM news story that they did on it. This looks extremely rural.
If it starts with route, it always is.
Extremely rural. Missouri State Highway Patrol Major Crash Investigation Unit is heading the investigation. My God, the poor guy had worked for MoDOT since 2015. It was 11:15 a.m.
So clearly it was light outside.
Here we go. The 18-year-old was operating a 2005 Peterbilt 379. What is that?
It's a big truck. Peterbilt 379. Let me look that up.
Was traveling north on Highway O.
That's just your standard two-door, single cab, semi.
Jay Bone was on foot performing MoDOT work with a crew. He was struck by the semi and died at the scene.
There's a Peterbilt 379 right there.
It's a semi.
Yeah. Clearly. With a cab in the back. Nice sleeping room. 913-586-7798. We'll take some calls on this. The young man who was driving the semi was 18 years old. Somebody on the text line already writes in, 18 is too damn young to be driving something that powerful. Okay.
Is this Tulane, Scott? I'm zooming in on the map now. Boy, it looks like it's Tulane. It is. It's Tulane. I just zoomed in. Google Earth.
One in each direction is what you're saying.
Yeah.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Story out of Pettis County. Read that Sedalia roughly. A MoDOT maintenance worker was struck by a semi and killed Tuesday just to the northeast of Sedalia, Missouri. The driver of the rig, the truck, the semi-truck that struck Mr. Bone, who had been with MoDOT since 2015, the driver of the semi was only 18 years old.
I sent you the map just so you can see it, Scott.
Very
it
rural.
Is a very, very rural two-lane road, no shoulder.
Yeah. Mr. Bone was on foot performing MoDOT work with a crew. He was struck by the semi and died at the scene. And we're asking, because it was, I don't know, if it was a year ago or 2 years ago or whatever, there was, there weren't enough truck drivers. And so some of the states were changing their laws, or it may have been a national law, I can't recall, where they lowered the age to drive a semi-truck down to 18. I think it used to be at 21. They would lower it to 18 if you were just driving in-state. You could not go over state lines with your semi until you were 21. And is 18 too young to be driving a semi? Now, somebody says on the text line that to get a CDL these days, you have to go to an approved truck driving school. That is a change from when I was younger, because when I worked for a moving company when I was in college, I got my CDL over here in Bonner Springs, and we did our training on the parking lot at the moving company. That's where I trained.
That's not enough either.
Learn how to drive a truck.
Wouldn't you say that wasn't enough?
I passed, and I never got in a wreck when I drove the trucks. Now, these weren't semis. These were just big, giant moving trucks, but they weren't semi-trucks, like Mayflower or something like that. Kevin in Lee's Summit. Kevin, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, it's good to hear your voice, man.
Thank you. So, Dana, you said you had a problem because he was 18. So my question to you is, would you have a problem if he was 18 wearing green? In other words, the military is not going to sit here and say, well, you can't drive because you're 18 years old. They're going to train you how to do it, and then you're going to be on your way.
Yep. The military argument is always a good argument, and you will get no argument from me on that, Kevin. You're absolutely right. We compare that to all kinds of things when we say, like, for instance, wait, you mean I'm 24 years old, I can't rent a car, but I could go off to war?
Yeah. I can go off to war, but I can't drink a beer. Ashley in Shawnee, 586-7798. Ashley, hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So I was telling Sammy there that I do believe that the age should be higher just because your brain has a bit more time to mature. The brains are still developing. However, I do feel like there is a solution or a way to make it a little bit simpler, because when you first get into the jobs, they have positions that they don't say or offer where you can hustle there on the property, either at the terminal or whatever the distribution center that the person be working at. And that person would be backing your trailers to whichever dock doors, pulling them out. But as you're driving around those lots, you get familiar with the way the trucks run, the trailers swing, because, you know, from each length, from your, you know, your 53s, your 48s, and even the pups that go down to like 20-some feet, you know, they all move differently. They move quicker or slower depending on the units. And so from there, they should start off there, however many years or however long, start off doing that. And then from there, they should then go to city driving, because then that keeps you in the city and they have to be more familiar, but you have more room, you know, and it's more of a challenge, but at least it gets you there. And then from there, they can hit the road and go international or regional.
Yeah. Ashley, hey, thank you for the call. I want Sam to look up, was there weather in that area yesterday? Because listen to this from MissouriNet.com. State Highway Patrol Sergeant Andy Bell told MissouriNet that this is the 140th MoDOT worker killed in the line of duty since 1932. 140th MoDOT worker.
Wow.
Incidents like this are a very tragic reminder of how dangerous any number of work zones are, whether it's an interstate, highway, Missouri route, and it really requires 100% attention of our drivers to remain vigilant, he says, hyper-vigilant. Then it's followed by this quote, "There was enough evidence yesterday to suggest this driver was not speeding, careless in nature, anything to that effect that would warrant an application for an arrest warrant or a uniform citation or something to that effect." He said the investigation's ongoing. So if it wasn't speeding, it wasn't careless, or anything that would warrant an application for an arrest warrant or a citation, what's left?
Does it give a time?
It was about 11 in the morning.
11 in the morning.
It rained at just about 11 in the morning. 10:47, they recorded about a half an inch of rain.
You know, we know there's no shoulder there.
A decent amount of
rain. It's a very rural route.
Extremely rural.
So based on what I'm hearing from Sergeant Bell, there's no, he didn't fall asleep, he wasn't impaired,
right,
he wasn't careless, he wasn't not paying attention, like all of those things. And what's left? Big truck, too small road?
Yes. Yes. Exactly that. Cody and Shawnee. Hello.
Hey, hope you guys are well. So stay, I am a truck driver, right? And these 18-year-olds that come from the farm or ranch, and I mean, it's, the times have changed. When I grew up on a ranch, it was different, you know? But these kids that are driving these semi-trucks that are driving the grain and the stock trailers don't know how to drive, and they make us look bad on the road because, you know, now you got Highway Patrol pulling over everybody that's just a truck driver because some 18-year-old kid decided to drive reckless, and now it's all on. Well, you know, it's on all of us because, yeah, you know, we get labeled the, oh, we're not all great drivers now.
Cody, will you refresh my memory? When did they lower the age to 18? Do you recall?
I do not recall, but I do know that, especially coming from South Dakota, that they pushed it because they said, you know, these kids are helping the economy, you know, these families and all that. I get that. And when I drive up in that neck of the woods, it's ridiculous because these kids, I mean, literally, they're kids. And you can see them almost tip the trailers over because they don't take a wide turn. And they're taking a sharp turn like they think they're in a pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awful. And I really feel bad for that because, like I said, it paints a bad light on the rest of us that are out here moving this commerce. And it's not fair.
Cody, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for your expertise.
We've had a couple of people mention it on the text line. It's the middle of harvest right now, so there is a solid chance that this is not an over-the-road trucking truck.
It's
but
a grain
farm truck.
Sure.
It never it goes from farm to farm. It's all it does. It is a semi, air quotes. It's the same type of truck.
Well, the tractor is a semi.
Right.
Because they said it was a Peterbilt 379. We looked that up. That is a... When you think of
a large cab, we looked it up.
Right, exactly.
When you think of a tractor trailer, it is the tractor.
What I'm saying is you're not going to see that pull up to the Amazon distribution center and hook up to a trailer.
No, I understand. And you're right. It probably is one of these farm to farm to the grain mill. David in Bonner Springs. David, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? Well, Sam kind of stole my thunder on that. It's the middle of harvest. I'm guessing most likely this kid is running grain back, like just like you said, and most likely he's been driving large equipment since he was probably
right,
holding up to see over the steering wheel. So tragically, it sounds like it could be an accident on the worker's case also. Maybe they stepped out in front of him, or, you know, maybe it was both of their faults. You know, one got a little too close and one got a little too far out. So it's pretty tragic, but I hate to fault the driver when we don't know all the facts.
Amen. But what we do know and what we are discussing, and I don't know who is at fault.
It's just the age.
What we're discussing is 18 too young to be driving a piece of machinery because, that
do,
big.
Do you remember a few years ago, sadly, tragically, a small airplane went down and the very experienced pilot who was piloting that plane around town was, I think he was 80. And so, you know, the headline said, experienced pilot, yes. Plane goes down, pilot dies.
I do remember
dies.
That, yep.
And the first thing you and I, that jumped out at us was...
his age.
Wait, 80? And we got skewered for that. But we said, look, I'm just asking. We have that conversation about when you, you know, take the keys away with someone and driving a car.
We were filled with anecdotes of, my dad's 80 and
yes,
he's
yeah,
just
all of
fine.
That stuff. And so, you know, when you read an article like this... and you see that age 18, it mm-hmm. it does jump out. And not necessarily because, boy, that seems young, because we did not know that the laws had changed to make it younger.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name's Scott. Don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast, available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. Yeah, it was a real-life case of the movie Speed in L.A. yesterday. One person was killed after an L.A. County Metropolitan Transportation Authority bus was hijacked and then chased by the police as the driver was held at gunpoint.
Okay. I've never been a hijacker. I don't know what that would feel like or look like or how I would plan to do that. But if you are going to hijack something, why would you hijack an enormous bajillion-pound fuselage that's not going to, I don't know, go quickly around corners?
Officers with the L.A. Police Department responded to a call 911 sign that was flashing on a Line 81 bus at 1245 this morning in South Los Angeles. So I don't know
they
if
they can do that.
I don't know if they have a little button. On,
they do. They have a panic button. So the driver, when hijacked, activated the panic alarm, and from the message board on the front and back of the bus, it read... in flashing text, call police 911.
While several passengers were able to exit the bus before things took a turn for the worse, at least two others were still on board when the bus driver.
Do you think they were dinging the ding ding?
Excuse me?
To get off?
Probably. Pulling the little rope up there.
Ding ding. Ding. Excuse me, sir.
I don't think he was listening.
I would like to get off.
Two people were still on board when the bus driver was forced to take off with the bus as the suspect held a gun to his head. Spike strips were deployed to halt the bus. The chase eventually came to an end in downtown L.A.
They said they deployed spike strips multiple times that just slowed the bus down before finally getting an effective hit.
So who was killed? It doesn't say in this USA Today story who died.
I thought it was the carjacker.
No, it was a passenger.
No.
They're not sure how exactly it went down, but I could make assumptions that the passenger tried to step in.
Or had a heart attack. We don't know.
No, he was shot multiple times.
God. Oh, okay. When we get back, we're going to have to bring this back at 5 o'clock, but we're going to start talking about it now. There was a carjacking here at I-49 at the ramp in Belton after a rear-end crash. And I am telling you, Scott, these stories have completely changed my mindset. If someone is trying to bump and run me or whatever you call the bump and grab, I ain't stopping. I don't know what you're doing, but this is one of those where they smash into you and then you get out and you're like, what the hell, dude? You all right? You want to switch insurance? And then you get a gun in your face and they take your car. That's what happened here.
And they leave the other car behind, presumably stolen.
No, there's two of them. They're doing this in pairs.
In tandem?
Belton police investigating an armed carjacking that happened at an exit ramp off I-49 where the suspects bumped into the victim's vehicle before carjacking it. This was at 163rd off I-49 just before. Where is this in? We'll look this up. Is this by over where like the Harley-Davidson place used to be?
Or like south.
Okay. It was just before 6. So this is someone coming home from work. Probably over by Honeywell.
Let me look it up. 163rd and...
victim was driving a blue Dodge Charger when they were struck from behind by a dark blue Kia Optima. After the Kia hit the Charger, both drivers pulled over while checking the rear of the Dodge. One of the occupants from the Kia got out, got into the victim's Charger, and fled the scene. Guess what? The Kia was stolen.
Yeah, obviously.
Shocking.
The Kia boys.
I'm telling you, you hit me at an exit ramp, I'm out. I don't care.
Where are you gonna go? Just
I will continue exiting.
Oh, with your car, you'd be gone in half a second.
Because that stoplight right there, you know where this was. That stoplight right there at the exit.
Just east of Loch Lloyd, by the way.
I knew it. I'm sorry I hate to say this. I was there yesterday.
Why do you hate to say that?
What time did this happen?
You're the one with the story in front of you. I'm just looking at a map.
Wait, were you the bump and runner?
I know exactly where this is because I was there yesterday. And I am telling you, that's a weird configuration as you're getting on and off to exit right there. You hit me. I don't care where I am. I ain't stopping. I'm not stopping.
I find that a little hard to believe.
That if I get hit, I'm not going to stop?
Yes.
No, I'm going to talk to the children about it tonight. I don't want anyone stopping if they get hit.
My gosh, you really are a younger version of Big Juice.
This How am I going to make them pay for it if I don't get their insurance information?
It's no fault anyway. First of all, they're probably not insured.
What if you look in your rearview mirror and it's an old lady?
Not my problem. Eunice, I'm sorry. Go figure this out with your own insurance company.
Not today, Satan.
Not today.
Not today.
Minerva.
All right, we'll talk about that next hour if you guys want to weigh in. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, my name's Scott. Dan has the news coming up in exactly 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.